Ahora, damos yo que ahora tu sim que ya se mo sa se mrizam de ane de lia ne lobo ki chimi ki ba ane chi kwar che ma ka sha yo res che sa da lobo ki chimi ji ane ma to ane sim ki mo ra si mo sa se mrizam de lia ne ra xin ji nyu mo chimi shu yo ma re yo ma res che sa da yu me wa na 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 ju ki ri ko lobo ki chimi ki ba ane chi pte yo res che sa da lobo ki chimi ji ju ki That Lobergi to Messi, that Dasha Shed on Kondonga, Yomo Birk Chasa Lobergi to Mas, Chisa Lobergi to Malay, the cousin Gudan Kin, Shen Chile Dene, and Gudan Kin, the toil of the Yomo, but the Kin Gores. Chisa Gudan Kin, Gala, Matio Baggy, Yomo, but the Mavares. Meva in Zang, and then you get same case Rashi Vista, Rashi Satsum Rixum Day, and Nyomo ba de bangyo du simye rashi ngu rizm sa samdi namke tamji kimbyongo namke se cha go res. Chizna ten nyimbo gumbyo tupi nyomo ba de bangyo ngu res. Ndili bangyo du ane nga zuki simye ngu sa sam rizm ni mewa cha ki maray di ane ya namke ngu zhu go res. Ndi shuwe di gwar ma shiru wang sam.
Good afternoon. This morning, we looked at how the nature of the mind, its clear knowing essence, is adventitiously obscured or temporarily obscured by the afflictions. These afflictions, anger, attachment, ignorance, and so forth, they are not within the nature of the mind. They are adventitious, which means they can be eliminated. And how can we assert that they are adventitious? Because they arise in dependence on causes. They are dependent arisings, and thereby, through accumulating the contrary causes, they can be eradicated. And when they are completely, the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints, then the clear knowing essence of the mind shines through, and the mind it develops into that of an omniscient consciousness of a Buddha. And in this way, we can establish that Buddhahood is attainable for all of us.
Lobo was a member to Grace, Jim Zan Chicha, Nichilene, and the Gassane, Timatilia, Nimbo Totta Tempa Yores, Nimbo Totta Tempa Yores, Chisada, Dinza members to Grace, Pang to Gores, on the Nigi in Zada, then Chine, Simki Ranshin, Wesawar, Simki Ranshin La, and Ravil, Simki Mo, Sesam, Rizam Della, Nyomo by. Your rangu, Ranyomo Mashubare, Mashuba in the, and Yomo Batu Grace, Sanyomo Batu Yagi, Yimzana Masona, and the Denege Sungorwa.
Also, this morning I mentioned three reasons why we can be certain that we can completely eradicate the afflictions. So, the reasons are that the afflictions are, firstly, as was mentioned, adventitious. And we know they're adventitious because they arise in dependence on causes, and thereby they can be eradicated, being a dependence arising, through developing the contrary causes. Secondly, the nature of the mind, this is free of the afflictions. If it were not, if the afflictions were the very nature of mind, eradicating afflictions would eradicate consciousness. That is not the case. The clear knowing essence of the mind is unstained, untainted, free of the afflictions. Second reason, and the third, the antidote, the wisdom realizing emptiness, being supported by valid cognition, this can grow in strength and power exponentially, and therefore can reduce and weaken proportionately ignorance, eventually eradicating it completely. So these three reasons were presented earlier as to show that we can give rise to the omniscient mind of a Buddha. As has been mentioned several times, the afflictions being temporary, being adventitious, shows they can be abandoned because of arising independence on causes. When that cause is eradicated, the result cannot follow. The famous example is a sprout comes from a seed. If the seed is eradicated, a sprout cannot arise. So therefore, we can have confidence that we can eradicate our afflictions and attain Buddhahood. The text then continues to look at establishing that Buddhahood is attainable for us. Just below the middle page 23, His Holiness presents a quotation from Maitreya's Sublime Continuum. Because the bodies of perfected Buddhas are emanated, because emptiness is not differentiated, because sentient beings have the lineages, all sentient beings have Buddha potential. Let's look at the first line. Because the bodies of perfected Buddhas are emanated. So this term emanated in different contexts can be translated as radiate. So bearing that in mind, an analogy is given here that a sky that is filled with clouds, in a sky that is filled with clouds, the sun struggles to radiate through. But when those clouds disperse, the rays of the sun can radiate through. And this analogy is given for our current state of our mind, which is obscured by the afflictions. But when those afflictions, together with their seeds and imprints, and not just the afflictions and their seeds, but also their imprints or their stains, are completely eradicated completely, so that not even a trace remains, then the mind itself becomes the wisdom truth body, which is the omniscient consciousness, and the emptiness of the mind becomes the nature truth body. So the Dharmakaya, or in English, the truth body, has these two divisions. And in the moment omniscience is obtained, then the mind becomes the omniscient consciousness, the wisdom truth body, and its emptiness, its empty nature, becomes the nature truth body. And this is likened here to the clouds having been completely eradicated and the sun being able to radiate through.
早上也给车车早上也过车车的过年车车的那些但早上也过年车车是这些样的牛毛把的上去去给我揪着才去吵才的俺说你没我了真不给我了你们有的把那真不当的你们可让俺的回听听吃个热才去 我就过了一些东西的去过他第一天给俺那东北人的我你的就是在车车车就是在地车车在就在这些了吧但是呢让车车车的其实俺的我车车的本来你们真不当的你们我的真不下的那你们有些的俺做了出下用我的俺做了出过了出完事的我做下去俺做了破用我其实
三一有贵有缺贵有，城里的按住三件里出过的，三件里出过的是个三一城里，三件里出过的是个三一城里，三件里出过的出些的，别那按住这些呢，参加公路呀，在那个干啥？老师怕办了的，平日在当屋通过嘛，老师在那把办了的，外地怕出去怕去的，平日遇到了就三不通用过了，哦，你那些三一有缺贵有，俺的妈。 就为城里的按住了车间，按住了城里住过的，是按住了城里住过的，是个的。一些区块，区块城里住过的，一些区块城里住过的，是三级公交车去的，是的，按住的三级有一些个城里的按住了车，车过的是按住了住过的，是我车去的。
Continuing with the first line, in particular, the word emanated, because the bodies of perfected Buddhas are emanated. So we can understand this as in two ways. The first I've already mentioned, which in the same way that when the afflictions are and the seeds and imprints are completely eradicated, then the pure nature of the mind can radiate and the Dharmakaya is achieved. With the Dharmakaya having its two divisions, the truth body having its two divisions, its empty nature being the nature truth body, and the mind itself being the wisdom truth body. So it is able to emanate through, or radiate through, shine through. The second way we understand this term here is that just like the when the clouds part and sun rays can shine through and touch us and be of benefit to us, bringing light, enabling vitamin D to be generated in our bodies. In the same way, when a being arises as the Dharmakaya, their wisdom truth body can radiate unobstructed, and the enlightened activities and the wisdom truth body can engage in enlightened activities benefiting beings. So just like sunlight breaking through the clouds benefits humans or benefits beings, so too the wisdom truth body that has been able to arise to the complete eradication of the cloud-like affliction seeds and their imprints, that wisdom truth body is able to radiate in through the expression of enlightened activities and benefit beings. So this is the second way we can understand the term emanated. And it can also understand it in the same way that in the dark of night, when you turn on a torch, the extent of the torch's beam it brings light and therefore benefit. So too, the wisdom truth body benefits beings through enlightened activities. Continuing to look at this word, emanate. And emanate can also be translated as irradiate, pervade, or spread. So we understand that the perfected bodies of the Buddha are attained when the afflictions together the seeds and imprints are completely eradicated. And there the Dharmakaya is attained with the wisdom truth body being the mind itself and its empty nature being the nature truth body. That wisdom truth body also serves as a cause for the spontaneous enlightened activities of the Buddhas, which can be viewed then as the result of the wisdom truth body. Coming from the wisdom truth body, spontaneously are the deeds of a Buddha, the enlightened activities of a Buddha. And amongst those, most importantly, the Nimanakaya or the emanation body emanates and teaches beings the Dharma. And then one can see here in this stream of cause and effect, wisdom truth body lead into enlightened activities being expressed as the Nimanakaya or the emanation body in particular teaching the Dharma. And therefore, the results of the Dharma teachings, which come about through beings receiving those teachings and meditating on them, contemplating on them in the way the Nimanakaya is guiding them, those results of love and compassion, of refuge, of bodhicitta, wisdom realizing emptiness, arising in the continuum of beings, those can be seen as the results of the wisdom truth body, results of the enlightened activities of the Buddha, results of the Nimanakaya. So therefore, we see, just like the rays of sunlight, they pervade the world, radiate throughout the world, bringing warmth and other benefits to beings, so too, the enlightened mind, freed of all stains, is able to radiate, spread throughout the worlds, bringing benefit to beings. The enlightened activities of the Buddhas, these we encounter, we engage with them. We have the potential to be not just influenced but almost infused with the enlightened activities of the Buddha. And it's through our engaging with the enlightened activities of the Buddhas that we accumulate. We can accumulate vast stores of merit. So there's great meaning to understanding this. We have the potential to become Buddhas. And this is, we can understand, and we'll come to understand through several points of reasoning. One is by reflecting on how we have the potential to accumulate merit. And that potential enables us to accumulate ever greater stores of merit, the quantity and quality of merit that is required to become a perfected being. And through understanding that a result comes about independent on a cause, And the quality of the result is dependent on the quality of the cause. We can understand that being able to accumulate ever greater amounts, ever greater quality of virtue, ever greater quality of result will follow. And as we not only accumulate virtue, but through this weaken our afflictions, this too aids the accumulation and the strength of virtue. And this comes about through our engagement, our infusing with, our encountering of the enlightened activities of the Buddhas. And these enlightened activities can have such an impact on us because we have the potential to transform ourselves completely, perfect ourselves, becoming a Buddha, and thereby completely eradicate the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints. And this potency within this mind, within the mind, the potential of the mind, is what arises as the Dharmakaya, as the Buddha. Moving to the second line, because emptiness is not differentiated. So this term differentiated can be translated as undivided or indivisible, depending on the context. So let's see where this goes. The meaning then of the second line is that the natural emptiness of our mind and that of the Buddha's mind is not differentiated. They are indistinguishable. There's no difference between the natural emptiness of the mind of our mind and that of a Buddha. The second line, we see that the natural emptiness of our mind and that of a Buddha, that is not differentiated. There is no distinction or difference at all between the emptiness of our mind and that of any Buddha. So the essence of the mind of beings is free of the afflictions, the seeds of the afflictions, and the imprints of the afflictions. But that doesn't mean our mind and the mind of a Buddha is identical. The natural emptiness is. But our mind is still obscured by the afflictions. The mind of a being that has become a Buddha was once obscured by the afflictions, but those afflictions, as well as the seeds and imprints, have been completely removed. The mind has been completely, perfectly purified. Hence, the being has arisen as a perfected Buddha, or a completely purified Buddha. So there we see a similarity that the essence of the minds of all beings is the same, then there's no difference in the natural emptiness. The difference, though, is that non-Buddhist minds are still obscured by the afflictions. This is one key reason establishing that we have the potential to become Buddhas. And that is that the natural emptiness of our mind and the mind of a Buddha is indistinguishable, cannot be differentiated at all. The only difference between the mind of an ordinary being such as ourselves and that of a Buddha is the presence of the adventitious afflictions. Being adventitious, though, these can be removed. These can be removed. And when they are completely eradicated, the afflictions together with their seeds and stains, then the nature of this empty nature of the mind arises as the Dharmakaya with the nature truth body and the wisdom truth body, with those two divisions. This pure empty nature of our mind that is current, that we currently have and is no different from what of the empty nature of the mind of a Buddha, it is that that will arise as the nature truth body. The text continues presenting a further reason why we can become Buddhas. So the third line, because sentient beings have the lineages. We have the lineage within us that ensures that we have that potential to develop our mind into that of a Buddha and to arise as a Buddha. Through progressive and extensive endeavors, we'll eradicate the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints. And then, due to having the lineage of a Buddha, we will arise as a
Buddha. That's
This term that we have here as lineage, this one Tibetan term, Rig, has many usages because beings divide themselves in many different ways. So what is translated here as lineage can also refer to class or race or nationality, can also refer to a subject or a kind or a type. So those are two other meanings, in addition then to lineage being a third, and then also Buddha family or Buddha nature. These are all different ways to understand this word lineage. Here we talk specifically about the lineage of Buddhas. And this we can see in two ways, or there are two divisions of the of Buddha lineage. The naturally abiding lineage and developmental lineage. So the Buddha lineage has these two divisions, a naturally abiding lineage and a developmental lineage. There's a reason for there being two lineages, and that is because of the bodies of a Buddha, there are those which are uncompounded or permanent, unchanging, namely the nature truth body. And then there are the bodies of a Buddha which are compounded or impermanent, momentarily changing. And these include the wisdom truth body and the rupakaya or the form body. So again, the bodies of a Buddha that are unchanging or permanent or uncompounded are the nature truth body, the one division of the Dharmakaya. And then the other division of the Dharmakaya, the wisdom truth body, as well as the form body, the Rupakaya, these bodies are compounded or impermanent, changing. Hence, there are two lineages, the naturally abiding lineage and the developmental lineage.
三级古地的读书古的读么级古你有的，其实读书古我主汉集结，那么三级的读书古我就读么一个托古了哇，其实读书古我主汉的了，你几句是一个啥子个了？几句是一个了哇？第几句是什么？毛把那三级的模拟古句也古句也给古句也给的，人家这里读不起，可是读不起呢，天天缺的了，让些年龄了哇嘞。
So the bodies of the Buddha, there is that which is uncompounded, permanent, and there are those which are compounded or impermanent, changing. So therefore there are two lineages. There is the one lineage, the naturally abiding lineage, which is the empty nature of the mind, which when enlightenment is attained becomes the nature truth body. That is permanent or uncompounded, unchanging. The other lineage, the developmental lineage, this is what will develop into the compounded, the impermanent bodies of a
Buddha. 这大话的话，俺这个心电波准备动笔动印的了，让心念力是有的。其实你毛把那俺这个三阶多差一点，我念过就好了。其实你过上我念过就好了。现在俺这个心电波准备动笔动印的了，让心念力是有的。
As we mentioned in previous sessions as well as now, our mind is naturally empty. And this natural emptiness of our mind, which is no different from that of the Buddha, so that was mentioned here in the preceding line, this natural emptiness of our mind is the naturally abiding lineage. So of the two types of lineage, the naturally abiding lineage refers to this empty nature of our mind. And this is permanent, and it is what will be called the nature truth body. When enlightenment is achieved, this empty nature of our mind, which is the naturally abiding lineage and is uncompounded, it will be what is called the nature truth body.
那俺这个的，三口龙干这了呢，几句是小巧了，几句是这个。但毛把那俺是三的干了，就是三一句归我就过一些去，就是一句归我一些去就着了哇。现在俺是三的毛把那俺是三的，就俺这个到底三的一些去归我就过了，这就是一句归我就过了。现在俺是三俺这个三口龙干这了呢，几句是小巧了，几句是这个。
The mind itself, its clear and knowing essence, this is the other type of lineage, the developmental lineage, and it is impermanent, and it when enlightenment is attained, is what becomes the wisdom truth body, the other division of the Dharmakaya, of the truth body. So we have these two lineages, the naturally abiding lineage and the developmental lineage. The naturally abiding lineage is permanent, the developmental lineage is impermanent. The naturally abiding lineage is what will be, when one attains Buddhahood, is what will be called, the empty nature of the mind, the naturally abiding lineage, is what will be called the nature truth body. The mind itself, its clear and knowing essence, which is the developmental lineage and impermanence, is what will become the wisdom truth body, will develop into the the wisdom truth body. These two divisions of Buddha lineage, the developmental lineage and naturally abiding lineage, their names indicate, the names have meaning. So if we look at the one, the developmental lineage, that which will become the wisdom truth body. So this refers to the mind itself, its clear knowing essence. And this term developmental and developmental lineage shows that the mind itself will develop. Just like if we think of a seed sprouting, a plant growing, then a bud growing, and eventually blooming. This is the process of development, so too with our mind. So our mind will grow and develop. This process is the developmental lineage, growing and developing into when Buddhahood is attained, arising, as the wisdom truth body. The other lineage, the naturally abiding lineage, this refers to not the mind itself, but the empty nature of the mind. The mind itself is the developmental lineage, the empty nature of the mind's natural emptiness. This is the naturally abiding lineage. And here the term abiding indicates that it's not changing. The one lineage is called developmental. That shows there's a process of development. The naturally abiding lineage refers to the empty nature of the mind. That is permanent. It does not change. It abides. Hence, naturally abiding lineage. And then an additional term. So the Tibetan Chöni, or the Sanskrit Dhammata, is translated in English as final reality, but there are many translations. The final reality of the mind, it's Dhammata, it's Chöni. This refers to the empty nature of the mind. It's the naturally abiding lineage.
Sim Semi dengi, tombani di, chungi di, and rashin di, yes. So, dini gangas gulu yore, yes, or what?
The term Buddha lineage, we now understand there are two divisions, both of which we have. The one is the developmental lineage, the mind itself. The empty nature of the mind, that is the second lineage, naturally abiding lineage.
Oh, dine za dang ran zu gyu ge sem ra jing ju bi tong gyu tong ni de la ta da so so ki bo ngar zu ne ga ti li ge de le ming ga la sen ra xin ni rik se ming ta go ra xin ni rik se ming ta go re da ngar zu gi go m je nyam len je ya ya ru chang shu sem ba pa bi ge go ba to yong de de ngar zu gi sem ra xin ju bi tong ba de la da go de han se ming ta go re 라신이르게 파비오 고반 톱제 고마 톱이어도 안젤이야 라신이 레데 민 넴바 고크텐스 민다고레 고크텐스 다제네 묘모와 바샤데 제바 빵이도 상지 귤레레어도 아니 딜레 민가라서네 마네 모니코스 모니코스 민다고 로와다 제나 상지 귤레레어도 딜레 라신이 레고 말다 고 민 라신이 레고 말미 다 모니코스 민다고레 당한도 장시서가 파파 파고 귤레리 이거블라 아니 원이 가서 라신이리에 레그데 아니 가서레 곡텐야라 니가라 추고레 당한도 귤레 파고 고바 마토비게 소수기 봉아 단 초람바다 절람 가서 귤레 소수기 귤레 예데겐 디게 고레 니레텔라 똥니데라 세미팅이 춘니데라 라신이릭스 지구 민지부 마도 해마다 다 권엘 마선에 민지 말 권엔이 스메라다 권 민글 다데 민데 제베 잡두고 도와데 지금
Of the two types of lineage, let's look now just in the segments of the naturally abiding lineage. The naturally abiding lineage, we've heard, refers to the empty nature of our mind, and that empty nature of the mind is no different or is not differentiated with the empty nature of the mind of any Buddha. And it's permanent and therefore unchanging. So bear that in mind, that this the permanent, unchanging nature of the mind, natural emptiness, is called by different names at different times. So here, I'll go through the different names that the same object is called at different times. And bearing in mind, the empty nature of the mind, the object, it doesn't change, it's permanent. But it is known by different names depending on the quality of the being. So the empty nature of the mind is something that all beings with mind possess. All ordinary beings, all non-Buddhas, possess the naturally abiding lineage. So that's then the first name for the empty nature of the mind. When an ordinary being such as ourselves applies oneself earnestly, repeatedly over a sustained period, we will attain a path. And eventually, we'll attain an inferential realization of emptiness, conjoined with bodhicitta, continuing to practice the perfections. We'll realize emptiness directly, and we'll arise as an Arya bodhisattva. From that point, or in the moment of arising as an Arya bodhisattva, the empty nature of our mind, which thus far has been called the naturally abiding lineage, will continue to be called the naturally abiding lineage. It will also be called a true cessation. And every subsequent true cessation will refer to the empty nature of the mind. Then we continue to apply ourselves earnestly, progressing through the paths of seeing and meditation. Then, when we arise as a Buddha, the empty nature of our mind is no longer called the natural abiding lineage. It is now called the nature truth body. So here we see a progression of terms, of names, imputed to the same object, the empty nature of the mind. For all non-Buddhas, it is called the naturally abiding lineage. For Arya Bodhisattvas, it will also be called, it is also true cessations. And then for a Buddha is not said to have the naturally abiding lineage, but that same object, the empty nature of the mind, that is permanent, unchanging, is called the nature truth body. This we can liken to perhaps our own experience in different contexts, but let's take the illustration of a certain individual called Anthony Albanese. So he, for perhaps many years, maybe many decades, he saw himself as a potential prime minister. But no one called him prime minister. Then, in dependence on accumulation of a vast number of causes, probably several million of them, he became suitable to be labeled prime minister. So in dependence on accumulation of particular causes, he became suitable now, for the first time, to be labeled prime minister. Being a dependent arising, the situation is not permanent, but it changes momentarily. And there'll be a time when he's no longer suitable to be labeled prime minister, but only former prime minister. So this is similar here. We had this one person, Anthony Albanese, going through a progression of stages in his career. He remained Anthony Albanese, but at some point he was called a politician, a leader of the opposition, the leader of the nation, and later will be a former prime minister. This is similar to the empty nature of our mind. We all have the empty nature of the mind from us, as ordinary beings, as well as the Buddha. For us ordinary beings, it is called the naturally abiding lineage. For Arya Bodhisattvas, it's called both the naturally abiding lineage and true cessation. When the Arya Bodhisattva arises as a Buddha, it's then called also a true cessation, but the nature truth body. So the same object, at different times, is suitable to be labeled differently.
Because
그런 요새의 땡색이 시 모자의 파 죽이요 반장 근데 모자의 가와 레세들 더디에 레티거와 제가 모자의 매운 레드 더디 매운 레사로와 그런 마조베네 어디나시 나도기 계심 라신이 주비 동베 동이디 그런 오 공부도 편에 지도야 지어 말데 나도기 계심 그런 그런 게 땡색이 시셈디 디냠낸지도 야오 공부도 바야야야 친들 아니 다데가 주게 람마레 디셈이가 셈디도 지 냐지 냠낸지데 람뇽오게 람뇽오이데 단셈디야 공부들이 파비기 파람뇽오차 데네 파람오차데 아니 디딩게 셈기 예 청이들 민국된 셈민이 형으로 다데네게 셈딩아 셈디야 파람디 뭐 공부도 공부에 거도 펼제 아니 남킹오차도 Yamoba Chasana Pange, Namjung Watcher, did same thing you changed him. And then one you said, Ming Tao, said that it was the same day, go come to Yamlinchi, Topa Gone, Yaya, Gone, Gone, Perjugo, just a Gone, Gone, the Per Yaya, did you same Delia, same thing, Rashin, Trinidia, go the same Gaudros Delia, the Litigo, just that the same Koran Namjung Watcher, and did you change the one you said, Sasha, Jason. Semitin yu chungi di, ngoni gu cha san ruwa. Sem koron yishu chugu cha yu du. Dishi, sem di ra mozhanyi di pe cha. Ta mozhanyi du lupa di du dhe di da da ngoni gu pe cha. Si ta mozhanyi dhu du, sem koron dhu di mazhu wa da, mozhanyi dhu du mozhanyi gawa le su di le dhu di li gu ruwa. Di nashi, Semko Rashin to be Tongbe Tongin, the more Gombe to Kone, or the Pet Marobene, Semkoran di Tinshi, Semkoran and more Kone, or the Pet Yale, Semkoran Namkin or Charity, Ditting a Trinity, one you could have.
Use another illustration. If a large rock is placed in a truck, that rock will go wherever the truck happens to travel to. And the rock itself is not doing anything. It's not changing. It's not moving. Rather, the truck is doing the heavy lifting, is moving from one place to another. So too, with the empty nature of our mind. Wherever our mind goes, so too is the empty nature there. Permanent, unchanging. The mind itself, this develops and grows. And as the mind develops and grows, the empty nature, despite not changing, will be known by different names. Right now, only the naturally abiding lineage. When emptiness is directly realized by a bodhisattva, then the empty nature, the final reality of the mind, is known not only as the naturally abiding lineage, but as a true cessation, and as... Now it's just left. It's okay. I said it before. It's just left now. And then as the bodhisattva continues to develop and they come to completely eradicate the afflictions together with the seeds and imprints and arise as a Buddha, the empty nature of the mind, the final reality of the mind, is now no longer known as the naturally abiding lineage, but is known as the true cessation and as the nature, truth, body. So therefore, the empty nature of the mind, this does not change. The mind itself, though, develops.
Dadi de Rashi Niri than Jiyu Rixia Shedi, Dadi Rashi Niri de Tongbani Lesha, and then Jiyu Rixia de Sem Leshadi, Dadan other Tenguba, Uma Ranjubi Shetar, Sundare. Tenguba, Uma Ranjuba, Ranjuba Sundare, Dime. Answer Sem Zambadan, Yanjigi, a money, Jeramato de Balasubi, and Rixia de, and Deschatan Kahare.
Anti-Rigi, which is said, What I've presented here is the presentation on the Buddha lineage according to the two Madhyamaka schools, Prasangika and Svatantika. Chittamata have their own presentation, and the Vaibhashika and Svatantika also have a differing presentation.
And in here, And this is the same thing.
Three reasons have been presented as to why we can achieve Buddhahood. And again, these we've gone through slowly, so that you can be clear on them, to give you confidence in your practice. So the first is that we have the potential for the enlightened activities of the Buddhas to enact with us, to engage with us, to influence us, to transform ourselves. That was the first reason. The second is that the empty nature of our mind and the mind of all Buddhas is identical, is not differentiated. And then the third reason is that we have Buddha potential. We have these two lineages. We have these two lineages. The one, the naturally abiding lineage, which will arise suitable to be called the nature, truth, body, and the developmental lineage with the mind itself, which will develop into the wisdom, truth, body, the omniscient consciousness. So these three reasons have been presented in the first three lines. Those three reasons combine with what we heard this morning, further reasons for us to gain confidence that we can attain Buddhahood. Namely, the afflictions are not in the nature of the mind. The nature of the mind, we've heard, is empty. It's no different from that of the Buddhas. The afflictions, rather, are adventitious. They are temporary, And therefore they can be eradicated. They've come about in dependence on causes, and through avoiding certain causes and accumulating others, the afflictions can and will be removed. Not only that, the second reason given this morning is that the antidote, the wisdom realizing emptiness, being in accordance with the nature of the mind, can be and therefore supported by valid cognition, can be developed exponentially. And as the wisdom, our wisdom realizing emptiness grows in strength, it weakens and eventually eradicates proportionately sequentially the varying levels of strength of our afflictions, in particular ignorance. So for these two additional reasons, that the afflictions are adventitious and that the antidote can be developed in strength exponentially, we can add those two to the three already mentioned in this verse and gain confidence that enlightenment is attainable for us. In the fourth line, all sentient beings have Buddha potential. So here we see in both the third and fourth line the term sentient beings. This then refers to all non-Buddhas. All non-Buddhas, without exception, whether they are languishing in the intense suffering of the hells, or as spirits, or as animals, humans or gods, all beings who are not Buddhas have Buddha potential. Well, a synonym for Buddha potential is Buddha nature, or Buddha lineage, Buddha essence. All beings have this. All sentient beings have Buddha potential. And it's not something that comes and goes or needs to be created. At all times, all sentient beings, without exception, have this potential to become enlightened. Just like if one has a collection of seeds, which of these will grow first is hard to say. But the ones that will grow first will be those that are cared for better. So if some of the seeds are left on the table, we know they're going to be the last ones to grow, if at all. And amongst those that are planted, those that are better nourished by warmth and moisture, and in a better quality soil, they will grow first. And similarly, amongst beings, it's difficult to say, whilst all sentient beings have the potential to become Buddhas. It's difficult to say which will be the ones who first fulfill that potential. It really depends on the accumulation of causes. And it's up to each sentient being themselves to accumulate those causes. And this comes about primarily in dependence on the accumulation of aspiration and enthusiasm to apply themselves to accumulate the causes that eradicate all stains and allow all good qualities to arise. So a doubt can follow. Hearing that the mind itself, is which can be developed, is therefore the developmental lineage, whereas the empty nature of the mind, the final reality of the mind, this is the naturally abiding lineage. So someone will say, but take the afflictions, attachment, anger, and so forth. Are they not too naturally empty? Sure. If they are naturally empty, then are they not suitable to be called the naturally abiding lineage? And therefore, they will also eventually be suitable to be called the nature truth body. So such a doubt may arise. Everything that exists, including all consciousnesses, including afflictions, are empty of natural existence, or existing by way of their own nature. The afflicted minds are not suitable to be called the naturally abiding lineage, and are not suitable to be understood as developing into the nature truth body, or so not developing into, being suitable to later be called the nature truth body.
rashi ngoni ko kasa rashi ni ge mare ngoni ju mare jeza dine sa nyomo bi ge sem nyomo ba kan yin ba di jig ma san ji jig mare di ting yu chung yi di ya san ji jig mare jeza rashi ni ge mare se ti sa wa
To repeat first, the two types of lineage in relation to the mind. So the mind itself, what grows and grows and develops, this is the developmental lineage, and will eventually develop into the wisdom truth body. Its empty nature is a naturally abiding lineage, and whilst abiding and not changing, just like the rock in the back of the truck, will later be suitable when enlightenment is attained, to be called the nature truth body. So here we hear that the mind is the suitable to develop into the wisdom truth body, and therefore it's called the developmental lineage. What about the consciousness, a consciousness that is an affliction, attachments, anger, and so forth? This too is consciousness, a mind. Its nature is empty, it is naturally empty, it doesn't exist by way of its own nature, but is empty of existing by way of its own nature. So there seems to be some similarity. Can the empty nature of an affliction be called the naturally abiding lineage, and the affliction itself, that mind itself, be called the developmental lineage? So that is the doubt that someone may have. So the final reality, the dharmata of the mind, its empty nature, is the naturally abiding lineage and will later be suitable to be called a true cessation and eventually the nature truth body. But whilst the afflictions are naturally empty and are naturally empty, and there's no difference between their emptiness and that of the mind itself, because the afflictions themselves cannot be developed into the wisdom truth body, into the omniscience consciousness, but in fact are rather progressively weakened and eliminated by the cultivation of a path, there will be no affliction that can arise as the nature truth body, because they will have been eradicated, or rather no nature of an afflicted mind that can arise as the nature truth body, no afflicted mind that can arise as the wisdom truth body, because they will have been eradicated. If the afflictions were to become part of the omniscient consciousness, the afflictions would be a part, and they would develop into the path of no more training. But of course, they eradicated before that. So therefore, the empty nature of the affliction cannot arise as the nature truth body, because the affliction itself is eradicated before the attainment of the nature truth body. And similarly, the affliction itself, whilst mind, is not included or not suitable to be called the developmental lineage, because it cannot develop into the omniscient consciousness, cannot develop into a path, but is rather eradicated by a path.
那母体节，俺就娘们接吧，伊那，他他说的，他们就准备个国防的呀，特别一个当然就是，南岗了嘛说呢，你去好多，你这个在全国了吧，你那咱当然就去，苏苏一年，当俺爱听的听的去月圣杯，当然苏苏嚷嚷去，苏苏伯伯接的，俺的母体节因这边的，准备公费的当呀，其实当你娘们接吧呢，他上级国防突突月吧的，他的那的。 你看上他敌人写吧，这个你就要么不帮，突破的，可是人不多的，公不要要的。啊，那是马上就给三米了啊！那三级会我就让你这个要的，其实他所说让人给别人去接吧，那他的那些突破的，俺让给敌人，俺就都是解决的，别胡来三笔给所说搞我公不要的，所说给他母亲那个，你爹那个没接近三笔给他，俺车上的那三大姐，俺就给他。 别去接活的，接什么接活的？今天咱当然就做活路去的，人家面前那的，现在当然就给做的，哎，我就贴把清平人家面前子呢，他这个然后当先，车上路上他过的，就算电话的过的，地基过的，今天咱身边他们就来电话的，电脑身边讲不讲过面的，身边的就路上的站那身边，你就讲，其他的说说嚷嚷的，身边一定要路上塞的，地基出来的。 你几年？其实他接完了，他如果是呢，地基写板那是吧？这个工作里啊，他不能通过地基主页给，他不能让人们认白把拉皮接。反正要么不半夜给，要么给的那些是怕电接，先去通过些地基主页的接五度。你接完了，说说嚷嚷骂声呢，你接出来没多？其实他说说嚷嚷，因为电在你身边，他们这个端到了三级国防码头，他没多设备，三级国防托把学生设备。 你公办，那当然就讲你就讲讲学生，拉上那么多个讲学生公办呢，当然就给伢们人去过，但伢们三级国防他也具体，俺就三个地呀，俺就伢那伢就上大呀的，俺地干了，地干是当年过些的，去干的些呢，就当进先进了锻炼主播嘛，当先来嘛就把人工管理主动找给你们啊，身边给三楼当去，伢那伢都是公办。 但将来对比，我们现在的伢那样的接不接啊？我们都是三大班的，当然这个今年的接不接，定在三大东一、三大一对，要么不半夜的，宁波的，俺就是江都去过的。现在落不有这么的嘛，没个说也特别当过的。现在咱们年纪的，讲学生过没有的，上一些去我们军中的女部的，俺就也供不了当过的。现在今年子都是那样子，他看上的敌人的。 六三的，俺是这多，俺都是些呢，三当没得，公关的，俺是吃饭的，我都是些呢，给钱不吃够了吧？俺老表了，算对了的。啊，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听了，听
To summarize what we've been looking at in this and the previous sessions this weekend, is that as we saw in the first line of this verse from Maitreya Sublime Continuum, because the bodies of perfected Buddhas are emanated, that was the first of the three reasons presented here for why we can become Buddhas, which is that we have encountered the enlightened activities of the Buddha. We have and are engaging with the enlightened activities of the Buddha. All the virtue on our mind, all the virtue of the minds of the Dharma that have been generated within us are the result of the enlightened activities of the Buddhas. For example, the faith or trust on our continuum, our aspiration, our yearning for spiritual development, our wish to be of benefit to others, our love for others, our compassion for others, our joyous perseverance and enthusiasm, our ethics. These are all virtuous minds of the Dharma and are results of the enlightened activities of the Buddha. From this, we can take confidence in the transformation we've achieved and will continue to achieve, knowing that we are being engaged with, are being guided by the Buddhas. And all these virtuous minds, of whatever strength they are now, they were once weaker than they are. but through our endeavors have developed to their current strength. And in direct relation to our ongoing endeavor, they will grow further. The greater our enthusiasm and our effort, these virtuous minds we have will develop. Eventually, we'll develop them to the state of perfection. And as a perfected being, a Buddha, will be able to be of greatest benefit to others. So in this way, we saw already in the first line, liberation and enlightenment is possible for ourselves. Taking that, the other two reasons presented and those this morning, reflect on these again and again to give yourself courage, deep inner strength. Because this is what's needed, in particular from what I presented this morning, where I gave a detailed encouragement on how to meditate or what on to meditate so that we can enter into the Dharma and radically transform ourselves. To bring about this initial change takes courage. Courage to turn away from a habitual way of thinking and to develop a new way of thinking, to engage with the world in a new way, not to be deceived by the pleasures of samsara. And we need this confidence to know that I can become free of attachment. I can become free of anger. This anger or resentment or jealousy or attachment, when it rises in me, it's not who I am. It's adventitious. It's come about in dependence on causes. It's not who I am. I can eradicate this. My desire for worldly pleasures, the delight for worldly pleasures that dominates me so, this doesn't have to remain the case. I can turn from this. But to have the strength of mind to do so continuously, which is essential for change to come, requires confidence. Therefore, reflect on your Buddha potential. Engage in the meditation that I laid out in detail this morning. I won't repeat it now. But as you develop that foundation, use it as you're entering into the door of the Dharma to reflect on the state of others too. What we're trying to do here is have our mind focused primarily on our own mental state, using mindfulness and vigilant introspection, to guard our mind from coming under the influence of the afflictions. And rather than pointing at the faults of others, transform our own way of thinking. And as we gain experience of that, be aware of the suffering of others and develop love and compassion for them, but not a critical attitude towards them, understanding that they are suffering due to the dominance of the afflictions, just like we are. So our focus is on eradicating our own afflictions, on ensuring that we go through life with as pure a motivation as we can, a motivation freed from influence by the afflictions. And when our attention turns to others, it's with love and compassion for them, wanting to engage with them in a way that is gentle and kind, understanding that they are suffering, understanding that they, at the moment, have no path before them for freedom. They're lost and confused. And with a gentle attitude, engage with others. So in this way, through engaging in the meditations, as mentioned this morning, coming to understand samsara and the sufferings therein well, as well as the potential that we have to attain liberation and the benefits of liberation and the omniscient state, we can have confidence that through this training, we will develop experience of the path. And this is essential to be able to benefit others. Merely having a vast store of knowledge, whilst this is beneficial for others, means the way we can guide them is really quite limited. We have to gain experience of the path and transform ourselves. And as you develop ever further, what we've been studying in this text, that of emptiness and dependence arising, include this in your thoughts. Everything that you encounter is impermanent, which means it's arisen in dependence on causes. It changes momentarily, which means it has parts, and it requires labeling by mind. For all these reasons, it therefore doesn't exist by way of its own nature, but is empty of existing by way of its own nature. So just that I mentioned, very simple. You all know what it means, because you've heard this presented in detail many times. Have that dominant in your mind, not the worldly concerns that now dominate one. And then lastly, I encourage you again, that foundation that I presented this morning, develop that within you in a way that is strong and stable. Because then your aspiration to be of real benefit to others, your aspiration to gain freedom from pain and misery and guide others to do so too, can be achieved. So thank you very much. We are a little over time. But if you have questions, then feel free to ask. Okay, then thank you. And then I think we meet again in a few weeks' time. Thank you very much.